Bandit is here for another edition of Pool Table Talk. Subject for today is, you young men out there, especially for black men, but men, young men particularly, you're going to have to learn to watch your ass when you're dealing with these young girls. These girls, these young women. But before I start that, let me turn the camera around, because today is Bulldog Day. You know, I got the flag hanging high. Got the flag hanging high. You know what I'm saying? It's got to hang. Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna down here in the basement, you know. Down here in my basement, down here. I love it down here. Even though on YouTube, they say you live in your mama's basement. Yeah. But, you know, I have split levels in my place, and it's, you know, way up there. 50-foot ceilings, you know, it's up there. There's my dragon. The dragon is in the building. But anyway, let's get to it. Black men are being accused of rape, sexual assault, sexual harassment at high rates. This is the new culture now. This is what it is. You can't have a girlfriend now. You can't piss a woman off. You can't piss a girl off because she can say you raped her. She could say you sexually assaulted her. She could say you sexually harassed her. She could say you catcalled her. What's going on in the world today? What's going on in this country? Not the world, because the whole world don't think this way. This country of the United States. What's going on? Because if I go on TikTok, if I go on Rumble, if I go on any of these apps, I have women with no clothes on. Thongs, twerking, butt out. They're getting butt jobs and boob jobs, and they just, some girls on TikTok, a lot of girls on TikTok, they just stand there with some yoga pants on, and they birth canal, the print of their birth canal, be right at the camera, and no one says anything. The government don't say anything. The judges, nobody says, hey, you should not purport yourself this way. No one says anything. But as soon as a man, you know, shows interest, if it's the kind of man that she don't want showing her attention, all of a sudden now that's harassment. That's assault now. Because it's not the kind of man that she wants. You know, it's only harassment and assault when it's a man that they're not, they didn't dress up for every man. They're only trying to get the attention of a specific man. That's why I'm trying to tell these men, these young guys, the older guys, I'm assuming they would know this, but I'm talking about the young men out there that don't have fathers, they don't have male mentorship, that man mentorship, they don't have leadership to you know, give them information that will protect them from these allegations. Now, that linebacker in Georgia, I think his name is Adam something, but he's a linebacker, had to turn himself in for rape. Now, I don't know the definition of rape in today's time, because they have changed the meanings of everything. You know what I'm saying? They've changed the meanings of everything. So I don't know. When they say he's charged with rape, did he, was it intercourse? Was it inappropriately, did he touch her butt like Tupac did? Just, you know, you touched her buttocks. That's assault. What do they mean by rape? Did he pin her down, rip her clothes off, and force himself on her, violently or whatever? Force intercourse. And I know YouTube, they don't like the word rape, but they sure would like to accuse us men of rape. They are blatantly say it on any news network. They say it on news apps and everything. They would say the word rape. But when we talk about the word rape, they want to cancel, you know, take down our page or cancel the video because we said the word. Well, why can't we say the word? Why are men not allowed to defend themselves? Why do we have to pretend that that word don't exist? Well, you know, you get shadow banned if you say the word rape. I'm pretty sure I said the word rape about 10 times now. That should tell you that I frankly don't give a damn. Because if you could say transgender, which don't exist, and they could say that, and excuse me, you know, you could be an advocate for that. Why can't I say the word rape? There are a lot of men out here being accused of rape that didn't even rape anybody. Because what does it mean? Oh yeah, I had to eat, y'all. Got my food back there. You know what I mean? I had to eat. You know, lift those weights. You had to put some food in you. And I didn't take my plate upstairs yet, so sorry about that. But anyway, I really want to know, should allegations ruin a man's life? Should the allegation ruin a man's career? Is due process, is it, what's the words I want to say? I'm having trouble putting my words together today, you know? Got a lot of things on my head right now. But did they do away with due process? Put it like that. Is due process not a thing anymore? Once you're accused, you are suspended indefinitely because that woman said you did it. You cannot play. You cannot make money. You got to sit down. There is no due process. I thought that was unconstitutional. Just me asking. I told y'all a year ago, there is a war on men. Well, I knew this 5-10 years ago. There is a war on masculinity. There's a war on men. You know? And I just want to ask the question. Your life is ruined. A stigma is put on you because some woman who got upset with you for whatever reason can just say, hey, he raped me. You have a lot of women out here that will voluntarily have sex with you. And then next thing you know, when you're done, she will go down there and say you raped her. For whatever reason, you could say something that she didn't like after you have sex. Or she can get home and if she call you and you don't answer the phone, or she text messages you and you don't text message her back in a fashionable time, guess what? She could say you raped her just out of spite. What are you gonna do about it, man? I told you, and I'm gonna keep telling you, you are the target. I don't know if I'm really talking to black men because black men are so obsessed with chasing pussy. They're pussy hounds. That's the only thing they care about. Ass. And as black men, we are losing because we got our heads stuck up a girl's ass every 5 minutes. And it doesn't make any sense. It don't do us any good. And we keep doing it. And we're losing. We're losing, but it's just a shame. It really is a shame that young man had to go turn himself in, be sidelined over an accusation. The girl could just pick up the phone and say, hey, he raped me. And he can't play. They won't say, hey, we're going to do an investigation. They won't grill her. They won't say, okay, when did it happen? What time did it happen? Where were you when it happened? Do you know him? How long you been knowing him? What is y'all relationship? So you can't grill a woman. Do you know his family? Do you know his friends? How many times you went out with them? Where were you when this rape happened? And how long were you there? See, they won't grill the woman because that's insensitive to her. You must believe her because she's a woman. But you know what? These women out here talking about they equal to a man. How you going to be equal when a woman say you did something to her, now all of a sudden you have to be, she has to be believed. That's not equality. And you know what? Let me tell you, a man did rape a girl on the train in front of everybody. That was all over the news. And you know what men did? Men didn't do anything. They sat right there. Nobody stopped that man from raping that woman on that train. You know why? Because you society, you, United States government, you social justice warriors, and your Black Lives Matter, and all these people, you're raising men not to be men no more, because men protect, men sacrifice. And when you raise men to think that they're predators and that they're no good for society, men will walk away. They will become cowards. But not in the sense of cowardice that you think. They will simply not give a damn. Now, I'm gonna tell you a little story about what I saw on TikTok yesterday. And then I'm going to end this video because I got to get out of here and go make some money, because I chase money. I don't chase pussy. I ain't got to worry about a woman accusing me of a damn thing, because let me tell you something. No woman going to see the inside of my house. She ain't going to see the inside of this house. This my house. I'm going to have peace in this house. Now, let's get to my story. I'm on TikTok. And I see a woman with some grocery bags. And she's walking down the road, not bothering nobody, until three pit bulls rolled up on her and started mauling her. She dropped her groceries. One pit bull had an arm, one pit bull had the back of her leg, and one pit bull had the other side of her body. A car pulls up. It's a woman driving the car. The woman tried to reach for the door handle. Guess what? That woman drove the hell off. Where's the unity in womanhood? Guess what happened next? There happened to be three men coming out of a garage across the street, saw the woman in distress. They grabbed sticks and pipes and beat those pit bulls off her, saving her. Those were men. And you know what? That woman got up, got her bags, and walked the hell off. You didn't see no gratitude on this woman, and she was obese. And the woman was obese, overweight. She didn't show her gratitude to those men. She didn't shake their hands. She didn't bow to them. She didn't, thank you, nothing. She simply got her bags, got up, and walked the hell off. And if that's how women are going to treat men today, I advise men to walk away. If they want to be men and they want to be equal to a man, men, I advise you to walk away. The hell with these men on YouTube and on these shows talking about a real man, what a real man do. The hell with them. Don't let these damn coward, stupid, old ass men and these young ass simps, mama boys, tell you what a man's supposed to do. You deserve respect. And if you don't get respect, you walk away. Because like I said, if you're going to be dumb, you better be strong. Because if you're dumb and you ain't strong, life is going to whip you. Toughen up, man. Understand, sometimes you got to turn your head and walk away. Let these women flap their gums and talk about how strong and independent they are and how they can do everything a man can do. And how they don't need no man. Because when you walk away, you can't be accused of accusations, rape, or anything like that. No. And I advise men to keep a diary of everywhere you at every time of the day and video record yourself. Just how I'm video recording myself right now. A woman can say, you know what? Dion raped me. Dion did this. Nope. What time did he do it? And if it's between the hours of 12 and 12:30, bitch, you lying, because he's doing a video right now between the times of 12 and 12:30. Keep a video diary, man, at all times of your life. It will save your life, because these women are broke. They have no money. Everything is a scheme. Everything is a game. And what they need is men. They need weak ass men. And they need to redistribute your wealth into their account. And the only way they can do that is by taking it from you and taking your life. Don't put yourself in that position. I hope that young man from the Georgia Bulldogs get off with this. I know it's probably all lies. This young man been working hard to, get to a certain stage in his life, trying to get to the NFL, trying to have freedom, financial freedom, and do what he loved to do. I hope this young man, this linebacker, get off, because I'm about 95% sure that this is a lying ass hoe. Now, I'm not saying that there's not men that rape, because like I said, on that train, a man did a rape or attempt to rape this woman on the train in front of everybody. So I'm not saying that rapists don't exist. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this right here. I'm saying that women are accusing men. They are accusing men every which way of sexual assault, sexual harassment, rape, all this crap all the time. They use our libido against us, men. You should be on your purpose. You should be doing what you're supposed to do on your purpose, men. Everything else will fall in place. So, with that being said, this has been another day of pool talk, pool table talk, and go Dogs. And tomorrow my Steelers play the Detroit Lions, and hopefully we can go on and get a win there, because, our offense ain't looking too good. That's a whole other story, man. They'll get it together, hopefully. But that's it for this edition of Pool Table Talk. Bandit is out.